life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I love this. Also, Pat Henry sitting down at the table.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. New nickname, baby. New nickname. Old Tomahawk Henry sitting down at the table. Yeah, man.
What's going on, dude? Good to see you.
How's it going?
Yeah, facts, and good to see you. We got to start out with the Tomahawk conversation. I'm sorry. Your head coach and your linebacker and your D-end, they have told us that you just destroyed a Tomahawk steak last night. So what is the Olsen POV of this story?
You know, once in a lifetime opportunity to eat a steakhouse like that. You know, I was hungry. I was pretty hungry. You know, we had some appetizers in between, and I was, you know, I was excited. I looked at that menu. I was like, you know, why not? You know, when am I going to be here again? So I just said, why not?
Did you eat lunch? Like, had you had food earlier in the day, or was this like a build-up process to where you just had to kill something?
Nah, it was. I ate lunch. I ate lunch at like 1, and then when we flew, I just got hungry. Like, hungry.
I love it.
And so when I ordered it and it came out, I was like, oh boy. But I came through. I came through, though.
Were there doubts?
Nah. If you really truly knew me as a person, like, I could eat for a very long time.
All right, I gotta say this, man. Where you're going, the trajectory you're on, you go eat at steakhouses like that. All right, so that's just like a practice rep for you, okay?
I'm just
making sure we're on the same page on that. Yeah,
Member of the Clean Plate Club, Olsen Pat Henry is how we'll be introducing him going forward.
I like Tomahawk.
Tomahawk.
If you don't think there's gonna be a post game reference to Tomahawk and Pat Henry, we're gonna talk about that.
Absolutely. OPH, let's talk a little ball while we got you here. First of all, congratulations on the nomination as the senior offensive leader of this team to be able to get at this event. This is different for you. This is the first time that you've been able to represent this program on this scale. What does it mean to you to be selected for something like this?
I just think it shows, you know, the coaches what they see in me and how they value me as a leader, but also my teammates to just understand, like, you know, they happy for me and understand, like, the type of leader I am and what I could be too, and just you know, appreciation to me as well, just, you know, hard work and just being myself, just coming about my business. Just, I think that's what's brought me here.
Chad Morris is here. I remember from the first time. Yeah. Tight end is hard, man. Yeah. It's hard to play for him, and it's very important to play tight end for him. I want to know about some introductory conversations. When he's talking to you about your role and what he expects from tight ends in the offense, what are your initial reactions like when you're having those conversations like January, February, early in the process?
Very passionate. Like, he sees something in me that I probably don't even see in myself, and – he knows what I could be. He knows what we could be as a tight end group in this offense. And I think it's very important for us to have a coach that believes in us and, you know, believes in our skill set. And I think it's important just to, you know, be involved in the offense, being able to run the ball, being able to block, being able to go out there and, you know, catch. And I think it's just very important.
Olsen, I'm very passionate about the tight end position. I love watching you play because you block. And the people
that's
that play
actually
tight end,
true, but he ain't just saying
no,
that.
No, I'm not just saying
that. Love the tight end.
The tight ends that don't block drive me nuts. I think it's like the most important trade borderline, especially if we're talking about projecting to the next level to the NFL. If you go to the NFL and you can't block, you're not going to play. Right. And you do a great job of getting your hand in the dirt and being selfless is really what it's about. Where did you get that from? Where was that ingrained in you along your football journey to say, I'm going to put the team first, even if it might not be the sexiest role that gets me all the stats?
I think high school, just, you know, when I blocked, we had explosive runs. And, like, when I did a block, we didn't have explosive runs. And then when I got to college, you know, shout out to Coach Rich, just, I appreciate him a lot, just overemphasizing, like, man, if you want to play and you want to play pro, like, you got to be able to, like, block and put hands on people. But it didn't resonate with me, like, as a freshman. I was like, nah, man, I'm trying to run routes and score touchdowns. But, like, you know, there's way more to the tight end position than just running the ball, catching the ball and scoring touchdowns. And I think he overemphasized, and he still does to this day, like, you know, you got to be able to block people. Like, block, block, block. And what I seen, just me being able to block people has opened big runs, having explosive plays, and I just think it's been important to me. And I take pride in it. And I feel like if I don't do a good job blocking, like, it hurts.
Yeah.
Like, it hurts because it shows up. And if I don't block, then we don't run well.
Well, Olsen, I wanted to ask you, too, about some of the other guys in your room. I think this is arguably the most talented group on the roster. If I had to take one position group, I look at you. I look at Benny. I look at Brookie. I look at even Charlie Johnson, who I really believe can play. How have you embraced the role as a leader with so many talented young players kind of waiting in the wings and then being able to play alongside you in 12 or 13 personnel groups?
I think it makes it easier for me just having a relationship with them boys and just understand, like, we all believe in each other and we are trying to reach the same thing. Even though we have a healthy competition in the room, but we're still trying to strive to be perfect. And we're not always going to be perfect, but, you know, having that stripe to try to be it as a group is important. And just to understand, like, they know with me, like, we going through the same thing throughout the year. So it's like, I'm not above one. They're not, but, like, we are trying to – we're all together. We're all trying to reach the same thing.
All right, I got to ask you about – because we've heard this Artavis Scott thing where, like, before the spring, Artavis is like, guys, this is about to be really hard. Yeah. You don't even understand. Just wait. Yeah. And then the first couple of days, Chad brought it up earlier this week with me. He's like, they knew. It was real hard.
Oh, yeah.
What do you remember from the first couple of days of spring? And was it as hard as the people who didn't have to run, right, who were just watching from the side, said that it was for y'all?
Lots of tempo. Lots of tempo. No, he demands a lot. And that's just who he is as a person. That's just who he is. And I think it's a great expectation to see him have that. But lots of tempo, though. Lots of tempo. And it's fun, though. It's very fun.
All right. D-Love. His name comes up all the time with the coaches. What was it like? You've been in a bunch of off-season programs, and we didn't ask the other guys about this. What was it like working with D-Love? How was it maybe a little different for you and for some of the other guys?
It's been really good. I think he's building mental toughness. I think he's building a connected team to be together, and also just the dynamic he has us doing, just, you know, what he wants out of us. The amount of demand he's trying to get out of, because he sees something that we don't see in ourselves as a group. And I think it's been important for, you know, D-Love to take that position over and just understand the players he has and what he knows we're capable of doing. So I just think it's been fun to just have a guy like that in there and just, you know, ride with that.
Olsen, you play the video game at all?
Are
you a PlayStation or an Xbox
guy? I'm a
P5 guy as well. I'm going to speak for you. Okay. Give me a second.
Okay.
This is ludicrous.
Yeah.
This is ludicrous. So I'll speak for you. You don't have to sell yourself too short.
I think you should speak for yourself.
Strength
here, though,
at 75
eventually.
Is the biggest crime to humanity on the entire roster from a stats perspective.
I'm looking at the blocking right now. That's a little crazy. That's
right?
65 on block is outrageous. And 65 block is a little crazy.
So you're proving them wrong.
For sure.
You're going to prove them wrong.
If you truly watch the tape, then. They know that.
That tape doesn't lie.
The tape.
78 overall. I'm going to be honest. I looked at that. I went, boy, that is a scotch low.
Now
you know?
They,
like, that's just
they
a little
gave him 91 toughness. Yeah. I feel like that's fair. I feel like 85 jumping, again, maybe we could turn up the LSU game. Like, is that not a 90? Are we not 90 off that one play alone?
Just maybe.
87 stamina. I'm thinking they don't know how hard spring was, you know. They just don't know. They need to crank that sucker up.
Yeah.
So you're a little perturbed about this.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I was a little mad about it, but, you know, I just got to go out there and prove them wrong.
Did they get your face scan right at least?
They did. They took my picture from last year.
Okay,
Okay, so that, you know, you can't get wrong with that.
At least you weren't one of the guys getting clowned. I know there were a couple that were getting clowned in the locker room real bad for the face scan stuff.
Let me ask this. Will Helt said he's like, bro, I could drop into coverage. Like, what's up with my zone coverage? Like, is there a thing that people are like, would be shocked if they knew you could do it? You're like, I'm very comfortable doing this on the field, guys, for real.
I could pass rush. I get to the quarterback. I think people will be shocked and surprised that I say that, but I could pass rush for sure.
If it was a one-on-one between you and Helt and he was having to block you, like, ten times, how many of those battles would you win?
I'm going to give him – I'll say I'm winning 9 out of 10 times. I'll give him one just because I'm being gracious. But, I don't think he's ever passed it in his life. I don't think he will ever do that. But I've rushed the passer before high school, so I think I'll give him one just because I'm being friendly and gracious.
Maybe we're getting a Noah Dixon career arc. Maybe a little double position, double trouble.
That's what I
like. Tight end DN from OPH.
Yes.
A couple more questions for you before we wrap up. I want to ask you specifically about that LSU game. You made a massive play. You were obviously a little banged up, but you were everywhere in that one. And it was a really, really competitive and good football game as you guys came out on the wrong side of the result. Week one, bright lights, national television in Baton Rouge. Where is this group's mentality headed into that game, and how much value do you place on last year's game to kind of motivate you guys to get it back in blood?
You know, we didn't like that taste, leaving our home field like that. I think, you know, our mindset is just going in there and playing Clemson versus Clemson, because at the end of the day, that's who we compete against. And I just think it's going to be important to just execute and go out there and have fun with the guys. And I just think at the end of the day, it's going to be Clemson versus Clemson.
I love where your head's at there. Does it feel – I mean, you've never been to one of these. And, in fact, we didn't get a chance to ask Sweeney about this. But a lot of times Clemson comes here with a target on their back. It's Miami this year that has a target on their back. Do you guys feel that? Do you talk about that? Hunter now, versus hunted, that kind of stuff?
I just think we just try to keep the – excuse me. I just think we try to keep the main thing, not trying to, you know, let outside noise creep in. And I just think we just got to do the common things in an uncommon way. And I think that's what's built this program, and I think that's what's going to continue to bring us back to the top.
OPH, I got one last question for you from my perspective. Barrett Carter, a good friend of mine, I know he bugged Dabo for 4 years about getting in the end zone as a running back. Yeah. Chad Morris is a trick play guy at his core. Have you had any conversations with Chad about getting creative with your role within the offense, and are you allowed to tell us?
I wouldn't say I have, but I think he's going to get really creative this year, though, for sure.
You've got notes, though. Like, if it comes up, you can be like, wow, it's interesting you bring that up. Hear what I've been thinking about.
Yeah. he's a very open book, but I'm going to keep that one to myself.
That's good.
You know what? We'll let him go on
that's
that.
That's really good.
We'll let him go on that.
Tomahawk going to tomahawk, man. Yeah.
Do we get the tomahawk chop in the end zone for the first touchdown of the season?
Nah, we can't
be doing all
that's
that.
That's too close. Like,
is it
too
FSU
that?
Yeah.
FSU's
on
the schedule for crying out. You can't do that.
We can't give him no type of support in that way. No.
I agree with you.
You tomahawk chop at LSU. Like, nobody, and it is going to be LSU.
Right.
Nobody's going to know the reference there.
What would be the go-to celly?
Probably throwing up the Z's, right, for real.
Okay.
Just, you know, representing my culture, my country. So, yeah.
Love that. Olsen Pat Henry, starting tight end for the Tigers, in for another great season this year in Tigertown as a senior. Thank you, OPH, and thanks
for
stopping by.
Thank you all.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break.